from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me ask you this question. Reading and watching some of the video that came out of the joint practice yesterday between the Jets and the Giants, I mean, I don't know if you get the same feeling that I get. I get the feeling that the Jets are on a trajectory where there is the expectations are so high. And watching Aaron Rodgers do his thing yesterday and watching Tyron Smith do his thing against Brian Burns and all the stuff that came out of, like, the Jet side of things, I just feel like there's an explosion waiting to happen in Florham Park, where with the Giants, it's more measured. It's I felt, and of course, Daniel Jones, anytime he gives you a comment about a practice or performance, it's going to be measured. I just felt like there was so much more confidence coming from the Jet side and the Jet fan base, and the Jets can't wait to get the season going, and they want to get this preseason over with. Do you feel the same?
Not quite with the Jets. I'll tell you, here's an analogy for you with, I feel like, the Jets' expectations with their fan base is. So the Jet fan is a woman who's been spurned many times by men in her life who they felt was the one, but there was always something wrong, and they got dumped, they got cheated on, and now they met someone that they think is the one. Everything seems to be lining up. Great job. Maybe a hedge fund guy. You know, has great parents. Never been married before. Doesn't have a kid somewhere hiding. All these things. But in the back of their mind, they're like, this guy could be Scott Peterson. That's where I think the Jet fan is right now. That make sense to you?
No.
Oh, I think it's a great analogy.
No, I think the analogy.
Come on.
It's a good analogy.
Now,
topical. It's a new Netflix documentary.
Yeah, I understand what he's doing.
Everyone thought he was a great guy.
But the Jets feel like they are the team. I like the fan base is excited now
because
they're seeing these plays by Garrett Wilson. They're seeing Aaron Rodgers out on the field. They like Tyron Smith. I mean, like, they just feel like this is it, man. They got top five defense, even though Hassan Reddick's still holding out.
They felt like it was it last year.
Well,
and
again,
then they got smacked in the face by reality with that injury.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate. That was an injury. That wasn't poor performance. That was an injury.
But what the Jet fan thinks, and I can guarantee you that the majority of the fan base that is led by guys like Joe Beningo are saying, I am excited about this team, but you know something's going to happen because it always
does. Okay, well, because
a lot totally of serial killers are charmers.
Exactly.
Not the Long Island guy, but, you know, a lot of them are charmers.
Yeah, I mean, that was your boy Bundy.
That was your boy Janelle yesterday.
He's like, serial killer?
No.
Oh.
Your boy Janelle basically is a huge Jeff fan. And he's like, so what do you think? He goes, I've been hoping for so long. I'm like, well, keep your hope alive, man. That's what you got to do. You got to keep hope alive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.